interesting things happening over on the Games Workshop development front as a Warhammer MMORPG game was scrapped due to lack of funding. This is pretty odd because the video game Space Marine 2 did so well last year with over 5 million people buying the game. And Warhammer 40K and Games Workshop, as a result, were really just lifted by that whole acquisition and that whole game doing so well. They actually were doing so well that they went out and said that they're looking for the next game. They're trying to push more video games, trying to push more licensing as the Amazon Henry Cavill show looms in the distance there. So why would they scrap this? This is very, very weird as we're starting 2025 and we're just seeing these companies just cut things already. I think there's a lot of this going on in the video game industry. There's a lot of bloated studios that might be doing things bad. They might have known that this was going the wrong direction. Who knows? We're going to get into this in just a moment. Smash that like and subscribe button. This is not the only problems that they're having over in the Games Workshop realm. They, of course, tried to shut down my comic, The Emerald Array, by sending a false trademark complaint about this. And guess what? The company, Fund My Comic, where I am hosting this, said, basically, screw you. It's great stuff. And we are up, and we just had a stellar weekend getting over 400 backers for my Space Marine graphic novel. If you love just fun action, if you love high-tea Space Marines, just like good stuff, classic storytelling, spacemen versus bug monsters, just wonderful, wonderful comic storytelling. We're bringing it back right here, guys. I want you to back this today. We've only got a couple days left. I'm going to close this out on my Thursday night stream, which you should go to as well. Say hi to us here. And this is the comic you're looking for. It's in the description below. I can't wait to get this into your hands. Thank you for backing, guys, and supporting us so far. All right. An unannounced Warhammer RPG has reportedly been scrapped to its publisher changing strategic direction and lack of funding. Pretty wild. Originally reported by MP First Daniel Erickson and creative officer at Thought Pennies, shared on LinkedIn about 2 months ago. Over the last 3 years at Thought Pennies, we built something amazing. We never missed a milestone. Our feedback was great. Our partnerships was strong. And we went from two people on PowerPoint to a team of almost 60 heavily vetted, incredibly independent, passionate professionals. That's pretty big. He added, our publisher changed strategic direction, however, and our previous project is now without funding. Last week, we had to shrink the size of the studio. So we're in 2025 now, guys, and we're going to start seeing the fallout of the big gaming industry bloat that has been happening over the last few years. A lot of this gaming industry bloat is what caused a lot of the DEI out there to get into these video games and seep into these games. We've been covering Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, which, you know, another bloated studio out there under Embracer Group, which has, you know, pushed a bunch of gay sex scenes into their game, right? And so I don't know what they were thinking here. Of course, they're developing this MMO, probably a big bloated thing. It's very, very difficult to get these off the ground. And it looks like a lot of the teams just getting cut right as 2025 starts, which is going to sink the game. Pretty interesting stuff already. Now, it's believed the game that Thought Pennies was working on was a Warhammer RPG, given a number of employees shared that they were working on an unannounced Warhammer game. This, for example, lead lighting artist Sanjay Chan's LinkedIn profile notes he was working on an unannounced Unreal 5 Warhammer title right there. AC Strap also shared in his LinkedIn, unannounced Warhammer game implemented Topo Taylor runtime landscape deformation plugin for Unreal Engine 5, procedural world composition, post-process lighting shaders optimization. Another gameplay technical lead, Andrew Hokalik, I hope I got that right, sorry brother, noted he worked on an unannounced online multiplayer project being developed using Unreal Engine 5. So it looks like this is an MMO, which then correlates to Warhammer, because this is what's going on right here. Pretty interesting right there. Concept artist said environment concept artist for a AAA dark fantasy MMO. So that would definitely fall in with Warhammer as a setting. This was a fantasy setting game, obviously, at this point. And yeah, you start to see this here, and we have it. We have a blue-haired she-her as the concept artist. We could see what direction this was probably going just by that. You know, every single time when this types of thing happens, you know what's going to come down with the game. And Warhammer like fantasy has gone pretty bad in terms of like just pushing the agenda. If you don't know, the Black Library stuff has been just a disaster on that front with the last few years, with a lot of guys inserting woke ideology, gender ideology into into the books, making a lot of the new Warhammer Fantasy books unreadable. They had one come out just a couple years ago with Sargon of Akkad like being made into a villain in the book. It was absolutely silly. And then last year, there was a weird Warhammer Fantasy story that came out where they made one of the Stormcast Eternals into a they-them. They literally put on the website in the marketing stuff, they, when talking about the Stormcast Eternal, who looked like a woman in terms of the shape of the action, you know, sort of miniature. But, you know, that's what they were trying to do. So they've been pushing this sort of thing pretty hard. And you can imagine with this game right here that there probably would have been a little bit of this coming from Mimi L, the she-her concept artist, if this game actually went into development. Applied AI product development consultant Tyler Schnobelen, noted his work was going to be a compatible with IP and lore that spanned over 100 books. Another he/him right here. We've got a lot of pronouns going on in this group that was designing this type of stuff. So obviously checking that out. Senior technical artist noted the game was canceled in LinkedIn. She said development from beginning on a canceled fantasy live service RPG with Unreal 5. This one is a she/her that's definitely you could tell is a doozy. On its website, ThoughtPenny's described it as a fully remote role-playing game studio with creating games with social storytelling, social justice storytelling, it sounds like. ThoughtPenny's exists to bring the full social storytelling to role-playing games. We're here to bring to life the dream we all had when we first heard there would be massively multiplayer RPGs of players living their distinct RPG fantasies in a community of like-minded people where games supported and encouraged collaboration. There was both a history and future of an ongoing campaign that was the community story. Not a better theme park or one with more choices, worlds where the communities must interact, work together to make the choices that make the change of ongoing stories of those worlds, face the consequences of their actions. Well, quite a bit there. Now, just looking at the developers of this, looking at all the pronouns, looking at all the social storytelling, stuff like that, this was not going to work very well for a grimdark fantasy setting whatsoever. We can tell that this was going to be a woke activist game that was going to push the agenda on the Warhammer setting, and it would have been a complete disaster. So I don't think anything of value was lost. But it's very interesting that they bloated themselves to over 60 members of this studio, and then they like ran out of funds on the game, so they couldn't actually complete it. Pretty wild on that front. You think, you know, with that many people working on a project and some good funding for a Warhammer type of project, that they would have had to pay a big licensing fee to start and the like just to begin with, that they would have had enough to get out there. But the incompetency of SJWs and of the woke does not just exist within the content that is created. The incompetency works on the business level as well. These people don't know how to manage budgets. They don't know how to create games. And it's shown every single time that every single time these people try these projects, it absolutely fails. So I'm not that sad about this. Just seeing these people who were working on the game, I really think that this would have been a travesty for Warhammer. It would have been a disaster. And that's probably why the funding got cut. That's probably why they just said, you know what, let's abandon this we saw the reaction of Space Marine 2. We saw what happened with Concord. We saw what happened with Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. We don't want to do this right now. It would be the death of the Warhammer brand. Makes sense on this level. That's my speculation at the very least. You can speculate what you think. What do you think? Would you have liked this to be a Warhammer MMO regardless of the she/hers working on it, my friends? Let me know in the comments. Hit the like and subscribe button. Please check out my Emerald Array graphic novel. If you love Space Marine action, you are going to enjoy this, guys. Thank you so much for pushing this over 400 backers. What an epic win we had yesterday on a lot of levels. I'm very, very optimistic for 2025 and the way that things are going. Looks like woke is failing and we are winning. We're just beginning to win, and we are just getting started. All right. Thanks so much. It's in the description below. We'll be back soon.